This is Vatican Radio. Marianne Servaas from Belgium is among the thousands of delegates from across the world attending the Church's International Eucharistic Congress, taking place in the city of Cebu in the Philippines. A mother of four, Servaas was sexually abused as a young child, but said she overcame this painful experience and her life is now full of joy and hope after she converted to Catholicism. She spoke to our correspondent, Sean Patrick Lovett, about her life and her faith.
Marianne, on your name card, it says Marianne Servaas, Belgium, and then it says Witness, Voices of Hope. What does that mean?
Well, put very simply, it means that what I have been given can be a voice, can be heard in the world, because it is a voice of hope. It is something that not only sounds like hope, but that represents a real hope. I hope for other people too, because of what I have received that might give hope to other people.
It's not just what you received, it's what you had to undergo. In your presentation, in your testimony, you spoke very openly about your experience and what that experience led to. It's your story, so why don't you tell it?
Well, to put it very short, I grew up in an evangelical family, very outspokenly anti-Catholic. The Catholic Church is considered not a Christian church. But I had questions about it even as a very young child. And that was one side. The other side was a history that was rather painful. You know, I mentioned it very briefly in the testimony, sexual abuse from the age of 4 to 14, a mother who was terminally ill. All that raised the questions even more. Questions that focused on how can you say that you believe one thing and you don't live it? Or on another level, what does it mean to be church? Where does our truth lie? And those questions made me restless, and they continued to stay with me. It didn't matter where I was. And I did not find an answer to that in the evangelical community that I was a part of. And eventually, through several experiences, I came to the Philippines with my husband, and we worked here with a Filipino evangelical student organization. And here something happened. Here I was confronted with an incredible sense of joy in the Filipino people. And that moved me. To say it moved me doesn't really say enough. It changed me. I was able to become more who I am, more human, put it very, very simply. And then came the moment I had lots of questions about where do I belong as a Christian. I did not fit anymore into an evangelical world or worldview. And then we went back to Belgium, and some friends of mine invited me to go to the Easter Vigil with them. And that's where it happened. That's where I really was taken, well, I fell in love with the Eucharist, and therefore with the Church.
Marianne, without getting too metaphysical, but you said it a moment ago, making you discovered how to be more human. What does it mean to be human?
That's a very good question,
For you, in your experience.
For me, it means to stand before God, to say to him, I'm completely empty, I'm nothing, and then to let him fill me with who he is, and therefore discovering that he's in me. He calls us to a fullness of humanity that's expressed in greater joy, freedom, peace, lightness in life, and the expectation of heaven.
You spoke a lot about joy in your presentation, but you also spoke about trust. And I understand, anyone who's gone through the horrific experience of sexual abuse, trust does become the major issue after that. That's but right. You were very specific when you said that we're losing trust in our Western culture. What did you mean by that?
Well, when you look at the West, our attitude in general is to be distrustful of one another, of ideas, because everything has been reduced to opinions and to what in Latin, the homo elegans, you know, the person who makes the choices. We're continually forced to make one choice after another, but we don't look at life itself to teach us. We don't look at reality to give us wisdom, but we think we can find it in our heads, in the opinion of this person or that person. It's a sign of fragmentation. Whereas trust in life first lets life happen and allows life to teach us the mystery of life, which is God, who comes to us, you know, in all kinds of ways and teaches us very differently from our own little head knowledge.